ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. As a reminder, it was said that Imam Khomeini was sent to exile to Turkey and that his wife and family didn't hear from him for 5 months. It was also said that the Imam was in Turkey for nearly 1 year, after which he was transferred to the holy city of Najaf in Iraq. The measure was taken by the regime in a bid to eclipse Imam Khomeini's scientific and political personality influence before the great ulema in Iraq. Stay tuned for the rest of the story. Nearly 1 month after Imam Khomeini's compulsory exit from Turkey for Iraq, his wife, Lady Khadija Saqafi, and some of his family members were allowed to travel to Najaf. They left Qom for Najaf under a secret SAVAK agent's supervision. Ms. Saqafi says, "To go to Najaf, it was necessary to have SAVAK's agreement. They permitted to travel to Iraq, but without any man, woman, or child, except ourselves. We told them that we needed a man to carry the luggage. They let us take our worker, Mashadi Hassan, but didn't let Ahmad accompany us. We left for Iraq with an agent of SAVAK in the clothes of a clergyman. My son Ahmad was left alone in Iran. The trip to Iraq took 24 hours, but the travelers stayed at the customs custody due to lacking the health paper." The Imam's wife continues, "The next morning, we reached the Iraqi customs. We had forgotten to take health papers, so we were quarantined at the dirty customs for 1 week. The driver was a religious person. As he recognized us, he said, 'Don't be upset. I will go to Najaf from Kazemain and tell them to transfer your luggage to a warehouse in Kazemain.' He did the same. In the afternoon, we were vaccinated and we had only one part from the luggage. We were 17 people and they settled us in a roughly large room with 10 beds." Imam Khomeini's wife continues the story. "Finally, 1 week was over and Mr. Shabestari came to us with two cars and we were taken directly to Najaf. It was dark when we arrived in Najaf. We entered a house which we had not seen the like before. After passing through a narrow and gloomy corridor, we were shown steps which were meandering. Either there was no light in the course or it was so dimly lit that we couldn't see under our feet and the children fell several times. Then we got into a small room where the Imam was sitting in one corner. The visit of Imam Khomeini with his family was very emotional and warm." Lady Saqafi relates the visit. "The daughters rushed with tears and enthusiasm to kiss the Imam. I, too, started greeting. He said, How are you? I said, fine. His behavior was in a way as if he had seen everyone the day before. He was greeting so calmly. I asked, where is Mustafa? He said, he has gone to the shrine. He came back a few minutes later. I hugged him and burst into crying. I hadn't wept that way for a while. My weeping was unusual. My whole body was shivering. Everybody was surprised as they knew how patient I was. Ms. Saghafi further explains the house in Najaf. The kitchen was a crypt with no water, sewage system, and even a place to put the dishes. When we wanted to serve the food, we would take the pot out of the kitchen, and if I wanted to monitor the food, our worker would come out as there was not enough room. We spent 13 years and a half in this way. Our house had only a threadbare rug and two rotten gilims. Later, Mustafa satisfied his father to buy a 9-meter rug, and one of the friends gave us a refrigerator as a present. Imam Khomeini's wife, Ms. Khadija Saghafi, relates her stay in Najaf. I had no telephone in Najaf. At times that I was missing my sisters, brothers, and parents, while telephone was the easiest way for contact, the Imam believed that we should never use religious money for personal and private conversation. Thus, he was not willing to bring a telephone set for the interior. Thus, I would not insist on having a direct call line, although I liked to contact with my relatives. I would write my words on a paper, and they would answer a few days later. Dear listeners, Imam Khomeini was very careful and exacting on spending religious money, which people would send him, a great source of emulation. Once he told his son Ahmad, God willing, you will be successful in acquisition of religious sciences and ethical purification. Firstly, do not send cheese anymore. It is not good for neither of us, and I am prevented to eat it. Secondly, do not write anything about telephone so that I would pay for it. I will not have a telephone line, and you don't have anything except the money of the poor. It is good to practice observing of religious money and refraining from excessiveness. Almighty God will be satisfied with you. When Imam Khomeini's daughters returned to Iran, the conditions were tougher for his wife. So she says, the daughter's 3 months' stay was over. They returned to Iran with my mother and left us alone in a lonely city. There was no friend. No one is speaking the same language, no companion. We were in a small room away from all dear ones, especially Ahmad, who was 18, and I didn't know what would happen to him. Thank God, with his intellect and prudence, I knew that he would handle his personal affairs and those of the Imam's office. Ms. Saghafi continues, little by little, we made friends in Najaf. Even if there was no struggle in the houses of the ulema in Najaf, they were the people of knowledge. Imam's elder son, Haj Agha Mustafa, had learned from him to lead a simple life. His mother writes on his way of living, Mustafa was in our house for 2 months till he found a house. They had no home appliances, and we gave them some of our own. They had no bed for a while, and they used to sleep on the roof, which was so hot. He had no refrigerator. When he was said, think for your children. What is their guilt? He would answer, God doesn't like me to have refrigerator, while my old father lives without it.